tell me a little bit about Doctors for the Environment of Australia. How did the organisation come about?
Yeah, so, it came about, so back in 2001, that's when it started forming. And I guess it came about because there was really a clear link between healthy environment and healthy people, but that link wasn't very well known or well publicised even amongst the medical profession. So it really came about to act as an educational organisation and advocate for these really important issues, because it's kind of, they're so interrelated that we can't really ignore human health in the whole environmental issues.
Absolutely. What specific areas does the organisation work on? I know you mentioned education there, but exactly what sort of education are you putting out into the community?
So it's both education of our colleagues in the health profession and also in community. So we do a lot of talking at community meetings and groups that are sort of gathering for different issues. We also do, we see politicians and do advocacy, write submissions, write reports, just basically getting the word out there as much as possible that we can't just continue to act as if impact in the environment has no impact on human health. It's actually completely interrelated. And in health, we sort of see very clear links between when the environment is degraded or there's issues, like climate change is the big one, but other things like air pollution and biodiversity, they're really huge issues that have a very clear relation to human health as well. And I think if the issue starts being framed in this way, it has a little bit more cut through, and it's not just dismissed as, oh, it's an environmental issue and I'm not an environmentalist, so I don't care about it. But everyone cares about their health and their children's health, so it's kind of reframing these issues in a way that makes sense to people.
Absolutely. I think when it has a very real and very immediate impact on people, all of a sudden a lot more individuals start to care, which is
exactly
which is terrible. But, you know, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. You mentioned air pollution there, and I guess that's the clear link that I see happening a lot. We've had so many kind of pollen warnings or smoke in the air warnings because of fires or poor air quality here, there and everywhere. And as someone whose partner is asthmatic, that's something that impacts my life regularly, because I'm terrified of that. What are some of the other links that we're seeing? What are some of the more common kind of health issues that we're seeing because of our environmental situation?
I mean, I guess sticking with air pollution, it's also the air pollution that you can't see. So the most dangerous types is very, very small particles, which in Sydney, for example, a lot of that air pollution actually comes from the coal-fired power stations in the Hunter Valley and around Lithgow. So it's even on a good day when there's no smoke in the air, there's still air pollution that is actually having a measurable impact on on health. And especially if you've got asthma or if you've got chronic diseases or if you're a child, then that impact is much larger.
Absolutely. What do you see as some of the most dire things that we have to address in terms of having a healthy environment and having a sustainable healthcare system?
That's a big question. I guess probably climate change would be up there. But that's something that, climate change has been described by the Lancet Medical Journal, which is one of the foremost medical journals in the world, as the biggest health threat of the 21st century. And that was quite a while ago, in 2009, and since described as the biggest health opportunity of the 21st century, because there's so many co-benefits of addressing climate change. For example, if you reduce our reliance on coal-fired power, then you reduce air pollution, which then reduces heart disease, lung disease, premature death, all that flow-on effect. And also, I mean, even if we're talking about sustainable healthcare, there's so many other big things that we need to tackle, like waste and plastic pollution and keeping our forests intact and biodiverse. It's a long list.
It is. It is indeed. One thing that actually sprung to my mind the other day as I was taking kind of my barrage of daily medications and different things is how much plastic is used just in, you know, pill blister packs. It seems like there's got to be, and, you know, some come in big bottles and there's 100 in a bottle and some are individually wrapped. And it's just, it's something that I don't think a lot of people consider. I hadn't considered it before.
Yeah. That's right. And healthcare in Australia, I guess, overall contributes about 7% of carbon emissions, but that's not even sort of counting all the plastic emissions and the pharmaceuticals and everything. If you break it down, it's a huge environmental footprint, and then that's actually having effects on people's health as well. So it's a sort of paradoxical.
It's a weird cycle.
That we're wanting to treat. We're wanting to treat people and make them healthier, but then we're sort of destroying the very life supports that keep them healthy.
Mm, absolutely.
Or contributing to it, at least, yeah.
And I guess this whole organisation comes from doctors and their desire to help people be healthy and live good lives and keep them from getting sick. And the fact that our environment can make us sick if we don't look after it is a huge thing. How can members of the public engage with Doctors for the Environment Australia? Is there any like lobbying that you're doing? How's the best way that people can kind of get behind what you're doing?
Well, I guess so. The organisation is made up of just doctors and medical students, but members of the public who aren't doctors and medical students can also get involved. I guess one way would be helping us keep ourselves running. We're all a group of volunteers, apart from about two paid staff, and we're a national organisation, so donating to us would be very nice.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a website, dea.org.au. Also, I mean, there's lots of ways that if people do want to get involved in lobbying or talking to their local member or getting involved in other ways, there's a lot of different groups campaigning on some really important issues, like the massive Adani coal mine up in Queensland, for example, which is a public health disaster as well.
Mm.
So, I'd definitely check out some of these other groups. I'm sure there's one in your area.
Mm, absolutely. And I've got to say, I've been zooming around the DEA website, and it's such a fantastic wealth of knowledge as well. It's a great educational resource for anyone out there who wants to educate themselves more on this issue.
Mm.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But Sujata, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.